A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, welcome to Redman TV. Welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chanley. This is Chris Paycheck, and this show is brought to you in association with the lovely people at Liverpool Gin. We have an exclusive offer for you guys. It's a Valentine's Gin experience for two people. It's £75.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go back again, aren't we?
You get to make your own bottle of gin. You get to name it, you get to label it, you get to wax it, you get to take it home. You get another bottle of rose petal gin on top of that.
Yeah.
And you both get two G&Ts on top of that. This offer is only valid until the 14th of March, so you can book it between now and then. But the dates that you can book are whenever you want after that. So it's a limited time offer. Make sure you get that. All the details will be in the description below. The link to Liverpool Gin will be in there. Make sure you use the code REDMENVAL, all lowercase, but all that information will be in below. And go and enjoy yourselves.
Lowercase, is it, yeah?
It's lowercase this time, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go, don't get caught out with that one. News, Chris. News broke last night that, earlier yesterday, that Man United were interested in Jadon Sancho. Twitter kicked off, but then last night, Dominic King from the Daily Mail said Liverpool are interested.
Now
Liverpool want Jadon Sancho. Reds tell Borussia Dortmund they'd like to sign England winger this summer and hope Jurgen Klopp's relationship with former club will help them pit rivals to a £100 million man. Liverpool have informed Borussia Dortmund their desire to sign Jadon Sancho, the 19-year-old forward. Liverpool are about to enter a club record kit deal with Sancho's sponsors Nike. Ooh. Didn't know that. And hope to manage Jurgen Klopp's connections with Dortmund, who he left for 7 years, will favour it in their pursuit for the Londoner. First,
lovely
for us.
Lovely, yes, please. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
I would like him at our football club.
Yeah. Price not a concern for you?
No, it's not my money. I don't give a damn.
Okay.
I want him at Liverpool. I want Liverpool to pay whatever it means for him to be at Liverpool. I think it's all tied in, really, isn't it, to the likes of like Mo Salah and Sadio Mane and, you know, Roberto Firmino, and having a guy you can play as, we say it all the time, a 4-for-3. But also when you look at Mo Salah, I know we're going to come on to it later, the Olympic stuff, and then you tie that in as well. You can tie that in with the African Cup of Nations. If it would be nice to have someone who's around when the African Cup of Nations is going to be back on. We thought we got past that, but we haven't. I don't want to tread too much over the Olympic stuff. Everyone knows how good a player Jadon Sancho is. He looks to be like he's on course to be a megastar in football. Why would you not want to come here? The only thing is, you know, you just hope that someone like James Pearce doesn't come out and say no.
Next story, Chris. Someone called Michael Grimwood actually tweeted James Pearce and asked, James, the Daily Mirror reporting that Liverpool have made initial contact with Dortmund over Sancho. What are the chances, in your opinion? James replied, I'd be very surprised. Just can't see Liverpool paying £100 million plus for him. Werner a cheaper and more likely option, as reported last week. I mean, he's not...
Bad news, Pearce. Strikes again.
He's not completely poo-pooed it, has he?
No,
it's only James's opinion.
But it's an opinion based on information that he receives. So it's not like it's not like me going, I'd be dead surprised. It's him going, actually, I've spoken to people at the football club, and they. So his opinion counts more when it comes to this type of stuff. So listen, I'd like to see him surprised. I think everybody would like to see James Pearce surprised. And Werner at £50 million sounds like a much more viable and a much more Liverpool option. But I can't get past the fact that not only is it £100 million, but actually, how much is it worth to keep Man United where they are? You know, how much is it worth to take the legs out from under them and take a target? Because we've had it for years where Manchester United's and Man City's and Chelsea's have bought players that we wanted. And because we were where we were in the league, we weren't able to get them. Let's just go and do it to them. Because we can.
Not only that, I think you're securing yourself for 2-3 years' time. I know you've got, God forbid, like, you know, Firmino goes or Salah goes, or, you know, Mane goes, you've got the next person coming through. Yeah. You already bed them in. Someone else might come up in 2-3 years' time, but there's someone there who's a natural raw talent. You know, he's only, was he 20 years of age coming through? You've got 19, yourself
maybe,
19,
no.
Yeah. You just mentioned Timo Werner there, Chris. Nice link. Liverpool want Timo Werner. Exit clause has to be triggered in April. And apparently he wants Liverpool over Bayern. Liverpool and their manager Jürgen Klopp have intensified their efforts to sign Liverpool to sign striker Timo Werner. The Champions League winner informed RB Leipzig striker that about their interest, according to reports in the print version of Sport Bild. The 23-year-old is considered an ideal player for the Reds, and Werner is open to move in the Premier League. He's recently said in an interview with the German magazine Kicker that he would like a move for the Premier League. I was recently in America, and the Premier League is on there all the time. So Werner's Kicker shows the status of the competition. The world is around. You've just mentioned his price there.
The world is round.
Yep. The world is round. Around the world, even.
Price. Just for anyone who's come over here from a recommended video and flat earthers. No, it's around, mate, trust me.
They're trending at the minute, then. They were trending yesterday.
What for? Being stupid.
I didn't click on it. I haven't got the mental capacity for that at the minute.
Oh, but look, if the world was round, you wouldn't be able to see that in the distance because it would bend off. Or you're just quite close and you can't tell. Anyway.
Your eyes aren't made that way, are they?
Let's just not get into that.
Beforehand, let us know in the comments who you'd rather have, Sancho or Werner. Or both.
And let me know if you think the world's flat and I'll block you.
But Chris, Timo Werner.
Yes.
Much cheaper option.
Yes.
Versatile, international experience, loads of domestic experience. His stats this season, I think we touched on yesterday, are absolutely fire.
Yeah.
James Pearce said it.
Ross.
Can we just have
it? Do you think I got where I am today by taking things easy? By not eating the starter as well as the main course. Just look at me. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Honestly.
I think you had your wife's starter as well.
Right. Thank you. Right. So if you're telling me I can have Werner and Sancho for 150 million, do you think I'd go, no, let's just take Werner? Or do you think I'd go, let's take Werner, Sancho and Hudson-Odoi? Because I'm going to eat him as well. Okay. I'm going to take all of them if I can. So look, but it's not my money. I want them both at Liverpool Football Club. It seems more likely that Liverpool would go for just Werner here.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem likely that I'd eat my missus as starter, but I did. So I want them both.
Okay. But what's the knock-on effect of having both starters?
You get fat.
Right, so Liverpool's squad's going to be even bigger, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'd have to try and fit more food
or
in,
or you could
they?
Trim some of the other fat.
What? Okay.
Liposuction Lallana right out of there.
Yeah.
No messing.
Shearing his thighs out the door.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Right, so we're having both then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, deal's done. Goodbye, Adam Lallana, and goodbye, Jürgen Shaqiri. You're a nice appetizer, but, you know, we've moved on. Yeah. Mohamed Salah, Chris, you touched on this earlier. News broke yesterday that apparently he's...
I said honestly, I didn't mean he's really be honest about it, Ross.
How was the starter?
It was good.
Is it? What was it?
I can't don't remember. No, it wasn't fish. It was probably prawns.
Mohamed Salah, Chris, has been linked with going to the Olympics. Mohamed Salah's participation at the Tokyo 2020 is a matter for Liverpool and the player, according to Egypt's Olympic coach. Someone broke it yesterday that it had been decided he was going. His agent and Quart said no decision has been made. But the timing of it, as you mentioned before, is just going to be horrific for Liverpool. They're going to lose him for... up to a month, I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about him missing Premier League games because they have to get to the final. The final, I believe, is on the 8th of August, which is something around the start date for the Premier League.
Yeah.
Egypt, we know, are pretty shit.
Yeah.
They're not likely to make the final.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have one of the top players. They'll have probably the top player in the tournament, to be honest with you.
He can't be forced to participate. Which is a FIFA.
No, yeah, yeah.
Do
yeah.
Not allow
exactly. Yeah. So the coaches already decided that, and Egypt have decided collectively, all of them, I'd imagine. They probably did a poll and Salah won because that's what happens.
Yeah.
And they've decided that they want to take him. It's now up to him whether he goes or not. Tell you a little bit about Mo Salah, won't it, if he does go? I don't actually understand whether it's a bad thing or a good thing for Liverpool in that, you know, he's just going to be playing pre-season games anyway when it's on. Yes, you want him in the squad and in and around the squad and stuff like that, but he could be playing some, you know, rather competitive games of football. Will he want to go and play with the under-23s? There's loads of questions. I'd rather him not go. But it's down to him, and you know, he's a superstar and he's loved in his country, and he might feel the pressure.
Yeah, they're also very patriotic, aren't they, to the countries and stuff like that. So I don't think, obviously, we're not like that. So you can't begrudge him if he is going or he is picked, he's selected, he kind of wants to go. But there is that risk of injuries, but he'd have that in pre-season anyway, I suppose, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But James Pearce, obviously, Mo Salah's agent said no decision has been made yet. So James Pearce had poo-pooed that one as well.
Yeah, but listen, I think we can read into that, though, that, you know, if it was just a straight-up no, they would have said.
Yeah, he's not doing it. Yeah.
So no decision has been made yet. Mm-hmm. Makes me go, well, at least 60% he's going. Mm-hmm. Maybe more.
Yeah. Adam Lallana, we've already decided he's leaving. One of these people that might have them is Brendan Rodgers, as he addresses Adam Lallana transfer links with midfielder set to leave Liverpool. He's been talking at a pre-match press conference this week. He said, Adam is a fantastic player. He's someone I brought into Liverpool and I've been aware of his talent since he was a young player at Southampton.
Are we sure these quotes are right? Because, I mean, he said fantastic player there, but you'd expect wonderful technician.
Yeah, wonderful human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure these quotes are right.
Okay. Do you want to improvise them or?
Well, he's a wonderful technician.
Okay, there you go then. He's at a stage at his career where he's done brilliantly there, and I'm sure he'll be weighing up his options. For us, we don't need to speak about that now. We spoke about it through January. I don't need to speak about the summer transfer window now. I'll only add that a top class player. He's a top class player. I can see him fitting in to Leicester. I think their style of play, he's got the quick feet, the quick movement. He likes to turn and get the ball forward, doesn't he? They've got nice attacking plays in James Maddison, Jamie Vardy.
Well, he feels very much like a Maddison replacement to me.
And are we buying him as well?
No, I think Manchester United buy Maddison.
Okay.
I think they either buy Maddison or Grealish.
Oh, yeah, because reports said yesterday they're going to spend £160 million on both.
Yeah, classic. Classic. Why would you buy one player in one position when you can buy two? I mean, listen, I'm all about that.
Yeah, and they don't want to spend loads of money on people, so spend £80 million on each. You asked if Adam Lallana goes. Need to make room. Need to make room for more cake.
I mean, listen, if me and Adam Lallana were in a room and we were going for cake, he didn't have a chance.
Okay, that's hasn't it. Some injury updates ahead of the Norwich game on Saturday. Sadio Mane, latest James Milner update, and Jadon Shaqiri. Basically, they're all fine. Mane suffered a small muscle tear, but he's since returned to the training at Melwood. I think there was loads of players last week, wasn't there? They kind of trained on their own during the winter break, Chris. You know, I know Chamberlain, Genie, and Van Dijk were on to Dubai. You know, Milner kind of stayed around because he was having recovery and stuff like that. But
wanted to see the under-23s match.
Yeah, exactly. Jadon Shaqiri looks like he's going to be fine as well, Chris. James Milner's going to be fine as well.
Was Shaqiri not back for this weekend, apparently, according to that? But they're waiting on an update at the press conference.
Tomorrow, but we'll have that tomorrow. James Milner back 15th of February from Nathaniel Klein. He was arsed, but you did the start 11 prediction earlier today. And to have such a full squad, and they've had a break, going to the charge for the Premier League
title. It bodes really, really well. I mean, if you go and watch the starting 11 prediction, it's over on the normal Redmen, the main Redmen TV channel. But the bench that I had out was like Adrian, Matip, Lovren, Milner, Minamino, Keita, and Sadio Mane. And I'd forgotten Origi because I couldn't find his player card. So he probably goes in there for maybe Degsy Lovren. It's probably the strongest bench that we've had all season long.
Lovren can't go near that team because he did an interview, didn't he?
Yeah, if you say so.
Which has no correlation to the result of the Thomas, have some comments or questions?
We'll kick it off with a few super chats. Etcham Ul Hassan with a green super chat says, you could probably buy Werner and Havertz for the price of Sancho.
Oh, I love Havertz.
How about Havertz?
Let's have all three of them.
And then Jamie Phillips kind of following on with another super chat. Thank you. He says, we will buy a forward in the summer. We have to. It's that simple.
I think it's Timo Werner, one that we go and get. I remember we joked about it before, but logically trying to fit two more of those people in.
Yeah.
Who play regular football at the minute. I'm not saying that. I think there's cause for rotation, like you say, you're playing three games a week, right? Bobby, you have a day off, we'll get more out of you, you have a rest, and equally you can do it with Mane and Salah at the same time. But to introduce two more players into those 5-for-3.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very Klopp or very Liverpool to spend £100 million on a player, does it?
And what does that say about Origi? You know, you've already forgotten him for a substitutes bench.
Yeah, if you bring in Werner and Sancho, what's up? Is he gone?
I think he goes. I don't know whether it's in the summer or not, but I do think he'll want first team football. I think him, I think Shaqiri, I think Adam Lallana, I think they'll all want first team football. And let's not forget, we've got Minamino as well here, mate.
Yeah.
You know, he could be one of those front three players. We're not quite sure yet where he's going to fit into all of this because, you know, is he going to be a centre midfielder? Is he going to be Minamino, Keita, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Henderson, Wijnaldum for two spots in the eights? Mm. Or is Minamino going to be one of those front three players? So that I think he's going to have something to say about the situation. I'd be really surprised if it was Sancho. The only reason, more so than anything, is I remember doing a news show about a month or two ago and we spoke about it. I said, look, I think, you know, if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Sancho as the one. And someone came back with a really well articulated point about how Sancho is a winger. And our forwards aren't wingers as such. They're inverted wingers. They're there to get the goals. Sancho, although a great player, is very much a get that ball into the box for somebody else to finish it. And we don't have the finisher there to maybe play with him. If you sign Sancho and Werner, yes, you'd probably have a more of a fox in the box type of player for him to assist. But is Sancho going to get you the goals that Salah's going to get you? No, he's not going to get you the goals that Salah's going to get you. So what are you replacing here? You're replacing Sancho for Salah long term to be a Salah, or are you replacing him to be a provider for somebody else? And right now you need to replace Salah the goals. You're not actually replacing, but in the side you need to replace him with someone who's going to score the goals. And Sancho up to now in his career hasn't done that yet.
Tom, another one.
Just a couple on like the monetary side of it. Colin Doyle says we could generate 50 plus million from player sales this summer. And then Rizwan Ali kind of adds to that and he says, for me, in Werner 55 mil and Sancho 100 mil, but then it's out to Wilson for 35, Shaqiri for 30, Lallana on a free, Klein on a free, and Lovren for 20.
And Origi in there as well, if he goes as well. I don't think money's the issue in the sense that they have not. Yeah, and you know, you think of the night deal, of winning the Premier League, which will happen, winning the Champions League again, and the £10 you get for winning the FA Cup on top of that. But it's using that money wisely, which Liverpool are so good at doing. If they don't see the value in spending £100 million on Jadon Sancho, they won't do it.
Yeah, they just won't.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've got to strengthen from a position of strength, isn't it? It's why teams stay at the top for so long. And, you know, you see Bayern Munich, no, they haven't won the Champions Leagues and all that type of stuff recently, but they cut the legs off the rivals so often.
Yeah.
And that's why Sancho, you know, if signing him would be good just because he doesn't go to City or he doesn't go to Manchester United or he doesn't go to Chelsea. I mean, literally just as we're about to start filming, from Ajax has just gone to Chelsea in the summer.
Yeah.
So they're that's a great player that they're looking to sign and looking to bring in. They wouldn't be able to afford Sancho as well, but you know, you don't want your rival signing as well. So, I don't really think that Sancho will come to Liverpool. I do think, and I always have done, that Werner will end up at Liverpool.
One more, Tom.
Yeah, some great Olympic shout stuff. Paul Young says, I'm not worried about Salah in the Olympics. Send Van Dijk to do the shot put and Hendo in the 5,000 metres. Win the Olympics, and the fans' heads will fall off. Rival fans.
I'm not sure that's how it works, Chris, but it's a lovely idea, isn't it? They said they're going to name it a 50-man team, which will then be whittled down, stuff like that. But ultimately, I don't think, as we said before, it can't be agreed if Salah says, I want to go, because he might not get another chance to go and do that. He gets an Olympic gold medal on top of everything else that he's doing.
Well, let's be honest, he's not winning a World Cup, is he, anytime soon?
No.
So he may as well try and get a gold something. Yeah. Try and get the gold Premier League trophy, mate. That'll sort you out.
To go with his golden boots you have.
There you go. Do you, if you win one golden boot, you get a left, and then if you win it again, do you get a right, so you can like.
Yeah, and then you get a gold head like a heart attack.
Nice, lovely. One of my most favourite artists, him. So talented.
Neil Buchanan.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, because he can do the music as well as the art.
Does he? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'll just like the head, could you? Good times. Should wrap up there?
Probably for the best.
Okay, so don't go to check out that offer at Liverpool Gin. As I said, all the information will be in the description below. Limited time offer, £75 per couple, that is. Two gins, you get to make your own bottle and you get an extra bottle on top of that. It can be used for the next month or so, and you can book it whenever you want. We'll be back tomorrow with some more news and some news after the
press conference.
Yeah, to be fair as well, that Liverpool gin thing I didn't say at the beginning, it's boss if you just wanted to go with a mate and it's good value for money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've done it and we had such a good time. Like,
yeah, it's not exclusive Valentine's thing.
No. And you're not booking it for Valentine's Day either.
No.
It's just the timing of
the offer. Or you can go by yourself. You still...
Well, you get a full bottle to yourself then, don't you?
Two bottles, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, well, that's not what I'm doing. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.